I'm curious about which people in the past in Islamic theology have put forth the thoughts that are inspirational to Muslims in terms of peacemaking. I mean, I think from Hindus, we all have the great inspiration that Gandhi was to the world. In the U.S., we had Martin Luther King. He was certainly an inspirational, and many of us think Jesus spoke very strongly in favor of peace. In Muslim tradition, are there great workers for peace that we should all know about? And because I saw you a couple weeks ago, Sammy, at the Ways of Peace conference, the first edition of which was about Christian nonviolence, but I believe next year they're going to be doing one on Muslim nonviolence. When the Friends for Nonviolent World sponsor that conference next year, who are the people they're going to be talking about?
Actually, we're going to do this together, but I would like for the next year, the roots of nonviolence in the Islamic culture. So that would be next year's conference main topic. Well, let me tell you this, Mark. I'm not a religious person, but I'm very well aware of the Islamic culture because I was born and raised there up to 24 years old when I decided to move to the Western Hemisphere. But the greatest concept of the central teaching of Islam is the oneness. And the oneness is the oneness of the Creator and the oneness of universe and humanity. One of the beautiful names of Allah, God, God has 99 names in the Islamic tradition. So one of them is Salam, and Salam means peace. So even the form of the greetings that the Muslims exchange with their families and friends and strangers, wherever they go, they use the term Salam, like Salamu Alaikum, may peace be upon you. And you know, an average Muslim prays five times a day, and within those five times, a Muslim bows down to earth 17 times. So every time they bow, they posture that like we are from dust, from earth. So when they go sit down like upright, that means we came from dust, and they bow again, posturing that we will be returning to dust. So we are dust and we shall to dust return. And this manifests that we're humbly human beings that traveling within the spirituality that confess that we are dust and we belong to earth. So 100 years ago, we were not around. 100 years later, we will be not around. So that raises the question, who are we? And an emphasis through the Islamic teachings, which is the Quran as a source, and the Hadith, which is the Muhammad's prophet statement that he made. Within those great sources, we learned, and we still are learning, the values of the non-violence. And besides that, traditionally, Arabs and Muslims are known as hospitable people and generous people. And yet, generosity is described as the highest form of non-violence.